Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Justin Bull, and this is The Rundown. A federal judge has sentenced former Chicago Alderman Ed Burke to 2 years in prison, 1 year of supervised release, and a $2 million fine. Burke was convicted of using the city council seat he held for 5 decades to strong-arm developers into hiring his private law firm. Burke held a straight face as the sentence was read. Burke's wife, Ann Burke, held her head in her hands as she cried. Federal prosecutors had asked Judge Virginia Kendall to sentence him to 10 years in prison. 2 years ago, the nation's highest court overturned Roe v. Wade, leaving abortion access up to the states. In effect, Illinois has become what pro-abortion rights groups call a safe haven for the procedure. Jennifer Welch heads Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She told WBEZ's Reset that traveling to Illinois can be expensive.
Before Dobbs, we would provide an average of about $200 in patient assistance, and now our average is $500 per patient. So really, the expense for all of these barriers to care that patients have to overcome has grown immensely in these 2 years.
The Chicago Abortion Fund says since Roe fell, they've raised $7 million for out-of-state patients who need help covering hotel and travel costs. Illinois' state climatologist says soil conservation work is our best weapon to reduce the risk of dust storms. Those dust storms have been deadly. 8 people were killed and dozens more were injured in a series of crashes last year on I-55 south of Springfield. Dust storms have already shut down I-55 in McLean County twice in the past month. Climatologist Trent Ford points to soil protection methods like cover crops, no-till farming, and lining row crops with trees.
Those are all management strategies that have all sorts of benefits, but also have the mutual benefit of reducing the risk of wind-blown dust and creating dust storms.
Ford says you typically need 3 ingredients for a dust storm: dry, erodible soil, consistent straight-line winds, and farm work, like planting or harvesting, that churns up dust in fields. And Sky rookie Angel Reese had a career-high 25-point game yesterday as Chicago beat the Indiana Fever 88-87. It was the Sky's first win against the Fever after losing their first 2 matchups this season. Down 72-65, the Sky rallied in the fourth quarter. Reese says the energy inside the stadium helped fuel their comeback.
It was electric. I mean, being able to have our 6 men, the energy in there was crazy. I couldn't hear sometimes. I think we just had each other's back. We did whatever it took to win. And whatever your role is, we've gone over roles and sat in the mirror and said, this is what you need to do. And those are expectations.
The Sky are on a 2-game winning streak. They'll have a few days off before returning to Wintrust Arena on Thursday to host the defending WNBA champion, Las Vegas Aces. And in the weather, mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees today, but there is a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. A few of those storms may be severe, chance of rain at 50%, and a low of 72 degrees. Tomorrow, expect some clouds and a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, potentially severe thunderstorms, and a high of 88. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Justin Bull. Thanks for listening.